Welcome back, everybody,
to the Off the Wall podcast.
Ooh, I like how you said that.
Thank you.
That was good. That was good. Man, we have so much to talk
about. We literally, oh my gosh, this episode will be so long.
Topic after topic after topic. You guys are not going to be prepared for what we got in store for you. We fucking lying.
We're capping.
Dude, we have no idea what to talk about for real.
Mm-mm. Podcasts are hard.
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew they said get to 7 and you can barely get past 2?
Yeah. But hey, we're going to keep it going.
We, as you guys can see, we got the headphones. We changed up the camera angle a little bit, you know. Some light, some light.
A little switch up every now and again isn't too bad.
No. Yeah, I would say that we have some things, like a little topics here and there, but we don't really have much to get into, which I know. Don't hate us for it. We're going to keep pushing to get more episodes out and actually, like, produce, like, write and record. We just don't, like we said in the last episode, don't have any time. And so we're also pretty lazy, as we've sat here and played video games the entire time.
Not even thinking of what to say. Just chilling.
We're just, like, talking. You know, like, if we could record that, it probably wouldn't be any better than this.
No.
But,
I know one thing for sure that we can talk about, and that is 3 days ago, something tragic happened. AT&T servers went down. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, Anthony.
I didn't either. It felt like the modern day apocalypse.
Hell, might as well have fallen from the sky.
I wish the Mayan calendar would have predicted that, because I was just not ready for
no,
it.
I don't know.
I hear it in radio shows, and you know they always have a date set out, but that was... I was damn near close to it.
Where were you when the
2024 AT&T outage
occurred? Where were you?
I was at school. Getting ready to go in. I was on my way to school.
Mm-hmm.
I download all my music because I'm just better than everybody. And I was listening to my tunes. And I looked. I reset my phone.
You know, okay, I did too. I tried it. It didn't work.
No, it didn't. It kept popping up SOS, and I wasn't in trouble, so I don't know what that goal was. But no, I was riding to school, had all my music downloaded, listening, bumping. I saw the SOS, and I could have damn near cried.
Oh, like I, dude. You know what I was doing?
Restarted my phone twice, like waiting before class. I was like, "Fuck it, let me see." Nothing.
It'd be funny if you like tried to text me. It just didn't go through. I knew ahead of time, technically.
Did
now,
you?
No conspiracies here, but it was 3 a.m., which is crazy.
You were staying up late?
Yeah, I was staying up late. 3 a.m. struck, like, right on the dot, and it was gone. I was sitting there. I tried to reset my phone and everything. I started weeping because it didn't work. SOS kept popping up. I was in the safety of my own home.
It's amazing to me what people will do without their cell phones. Like, it's not saying we did. I mean, like, we had our own little vices when it comes to it. But we just restarted our shit. It didn't work, and we just left it at that.
Exactly.
You see people on the internet, besides us, going out there, and they're, like, assaulting AT&T workers. Like, this happens with, like, everything, though.
Can you fix my phone? Can you?
My phone.
Why? I'm not in SOS.
You work here. That's your job.
You need to fix it.
That's not how that works.
No. It's an outage. They can't go in their AT&T store and quickly type on their computer and fix it. It's not possible.
I hate the people who say, like, it's your job to do it. Like, yeah. You know, like, when they go out in public and they act so differently.
Yes.
Just because they're shopping there instead of, like, working it.
Yeah, they have some sort of authority over you because they're your cousin. Which is true, because you got the what's the term? Every like, customer's right.
Oh, okay.
You like have that saying. Yeah. Like,
I love that in SpongeBob when they had the hotel.
Yes.
That was my favorite use of that, but I hate that saying.
No, I know.
Like, working jobs, and maybe this is just, like, a generational type thing, because you see it a lot with other people, and, like, older workforce, like, generations, like, they didn't really care. They just did the job and called it a day. Whereas we gotta think about it. We gotta think what's better for us.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, how mindful people are getting. Dude. People say woke, but I would say, like, you got to accommodate more now, like nowadays rather than back then. Because, you see, like, their wage was so bad. Like, inflation hit us like a truck. That's why we got, like, so much to pay for.
Dude, yeah, rent and everything is so freaking high.
But because, can't buy a house. But because of a cell phone, people just, like, because that's how they get around and that's how they communicate. So as soon as they lose that, they don't know what to do
with their lives. And it's insane how, like, how reliable some of the elderly folk are on it, for real. Like, I didn't think, like, middle-aged people being outraged that their phones don't work is so crazy.
They're retired,
crazy
dude.
Stuff.
They just chill in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's all they use.
Like, you know, they keep it on them because they always have that strap. Like, that's...
Yeah, they have, like, the one that connects to the belt.
Yeah, the belt clip. It's crazy. Let me call your parents.
I used to think those were cool. I think I rocked one for a little while.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. Everyone goes through phases.
That is another great American tragedy.
The phone clip.
No, yeah, that's one of the bigger things that we heard about this week.
There's a lot of new stuff releasing, and a lot of stuff that has been released recently, like Invincible Season 2 clips and the episode names. Like,
I thought you were... We can't spoil anything. You've read all of it. I'm just getting into...
I thought you were stronger.
Dude, yeah.
That's going to be the... Probably... I'd say second best episode so far. Because, I mean, you can't top Omni-Man.
No.
Kicking Mark's butt.
Dude, I really think, like, I don't know. Because I was watching, like, some stuff. And I do think that Invincible gets kind of too convoluted.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can't really understand what's going on. Because, like, the character plots, or, like, the character arcs and story plots are so, like, outlandish. They're
dude.
Abnormal. I was not expecting the bug world where like Omni-Man, like we were talking about it, and I just had no fucking clue.
No, he has sex with some aliens. They don't live as long as normal humans.
And then like with the baby, like Mark's brother.
Dude, yeah. You don't even have no clue about Mark's brother.
Like, I feel like I do. Like I said earlier, like they just be spoiling
stuff
on the internet. Screw you guys.
Yeah, you guys suck at...
Keep it to yourselves.
Y'all spoiled... Actually, no, y'all didn't. I was going to say they spoiled Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness,
no,
but they didn't.
I deleted
TikTok for a month.
Damn you, TikTok. Oh, speaking of TikTok, go check out our TikTok.
Yeah.
Go check out our link down in our description. I don't think... It'll be in our main profile description.
On the channel
not
page.
Not here. I'm not going to spam TikTok. I hate that platform, but... You know that already.
Oh yeah.
What you guys think about the angle?
Yeah, let us know if we have some viewers that are willing to comment and give us suggestions maybe on how we need to fix things up.
The conversations, you know.
Yeah, bring it. If you're willing to give us some topics maybe that you want to hear more about, hear our opinions on anything for real. We'll take all your comments into consideration.
Like you were saying, my bad. I feel like I interrupted maybe. With like stuff coming out, the Elden Ring trailer.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be good.
Oh my gosh,
the DLC,
yes.
Shadow of the Archery.
Mm-hmm. I forgot the main bad guy's name. I forgot what it was supposed to be, but like Marika and Radagon's kid theorized. I don't know. I don't know anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
All the like, what is it? Like 10 plus DLC like bosses. I think
so. Yeah, 10 plus. And then, like, a big weapon upgrade, which is, like...
Yeah, just kung fu. There's, like, kung fu attacks. Like, I don't know how, but it's, like, an attachment or something, some kind of weapon.
I mean, probably going to be, like, a... I don't know, because Dark Souls, or, like, the Souls-like franchise, like, you know, genre. Not franchise. The Souls-like genre has that inventory thing where they kind of just... They do that little, like, picture, and then they put lore into it,
mm-hmm.
and then they, like, because they added new elements with, like, the abilities you could change. Like, you could change all your weapons' abilities in Elden Ring.
Yeah,
you
with, know, like, the fire, yeah, with the electric powers, everything like that. Hang on.
No, there's... I wonder if it's going to be, like, an Ash of War or something. Like, there'd be more than one. Because they're going to be, like, the weapons are going to be, like, the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, the weapon classes, like, you have, like, spears, like, long swords. 8 new weapon classes. So, you got, like, a lot of people are saying that the kung fu stuff is going to be, like, something you put on your feet, like an attachment for your feet. That'd be kind of crazy. Have like leg attachments, like leg weapons.
Uh huh.
That's gonna be like some crazy stuff for the next like Elden Ring game.
Dude, the automatic crossbow coming back.
Yes.
Like the Berserk references.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I thought it was so freaking cool. Hang on. Who makes the Elden Ring games?
From Software. That's all I know. Because I don't think it was anything to do. I don't think. It really has connection. I feel like it just takes inspiration from it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Miyazaki.
Miyazaki, okay.
Miyazaki. Apparently, he's, like, a huge Berserk fan, and I love that he's, like, including all of the lore. Like, even the main bad guy is, like, a reference to Berserk. Like, he looks like someone from the manga. Mm-hmm. But I forgot the character's name, but he's badass.
I just love seeing Miyazaki and like FromSoft being able to create such immersive DLC experiences. Mm. Like they're worth the big price tag.
Oh yeah, $40. I'm copping that so fast.
Like it's crazy because I think Elden Ring's the only game now. Like I know like they have it, but I feel like it, if you have the deluxe edition, wouldn't it transfer over?
It should, I feel like.
Like, do you think, like, I don't know, because they don't have like frequent DLCs, so deluxe editions aren't really as rewarding as those story games. But I feel like Elden Ring is the only type of game that I feel like is worth paying. That and like Tears of the Kingdom, where Nintendo started doing like the $70 pay.
Yeah.
Those are like the standards of what games should be now. I mean, and
Tears of the Kingdom, it was basically like a huge DLC because it just added like the sky above and it had a whole new story.
It had like the inclusion of NPCs more and like livened the world. Mm-hmm. Like you see it, I think the best thing about Breath of the Wild in comparison to like Tears of the Kingdom and how they improved it, they had this base level game where all you focused on was the fights and like the big boss battles. It was so like climactic.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Tears of the Kingdom, like it was felt so similar while also having so many differences, like the underground and all that. Like that's a whole new world. Like the Sky Islands, those were like different sections. Like it just felt, it was so such an experience, but it drags you down. Like you really can't. It's so expansive. Like, because God of War, I played like, I think I've played like 30 something hours of Tears of the Kingdom, and I haven't like really touched that game at all just because of it
being so freaking huge.
Yeah. And so, like, I played like 50 hours of God of War, and I beat like the whole game.
Yeah.
And got like a good bit into
Valhalla. I don't really like when they're that long for real. Mm-hmm. I don't like having experiences more than probably like 40 hours, I'd say, is solid. I mean, I played Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm. Elden Ring immersed like all the fan, like the whole fan base, and then like reached out into other people. Like it really is just like a different game.
So many people on the FromSoft like train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
If that even makes sense, I forget what they call it, bandwagon. Yeah. I got a bunch of fans on the bandwagon for the Elden Ring.
Like the whole world was talking about it.
Yes, for so long. It won Game of the Year, right? I think.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think so.
I can't think if it was God of War or.
No, I think it won because people said, because God of War won in 2018.
Yeah.
Over like
Red Dead.
Yeah, Red Dead 2.
Dude, Red Dead. Oh Peak. My gosh.
Peak. That was another, like, I think as open world games, you don't get much better than Elden Ring, Red Dead 2, and I'd love to say GTA 5, but I feel like...
I think I'd still count it.
I feel like if you want to appreciate more than just, like, Rockstar, you'd have to say something else, you know?
Cause, like, I feel like it's unfair to put 2 Rockstar in that category.
I know it sounds weird, but, like, Minecraft's a good option.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people disrespect the procedurally generated stuff.
Like, for being an open world, like, it really is endless.
It's, like, the most open world game you can probably get.
Like...
The caves.
That's another... Like, that's... Oh, my God. Like, it's crazy what waves of games can do. Like, Mojang didn't even start out big, and then they just fucking peaked.
Yes.
And peaked and peaked and peaked, and then they dropped off when they started doing all this goofy shit.
Yeah, the mobile game. Uh-huh. I've heard people liked it, but like...
No, let me put this out there. It's been forever, guys, but I do not like Minecraft anymore. Like, just... No.
Hate comments.
Dude, no. Hear this now, Mojang. Fuck you.
Dude,
I hate that Legends game that came out. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like a Trove ripoff. So whack.
Trove. Underrated. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, with, like, the mob votes they have. I don't really like that. Mm-mm. Just add them all 3. Just like they're done pretty much, but they're holding them back. So stupid. The mods though, the mods for Minecraft.
Like the mod community is the best part, which it's so great seeing all these big games have such loyal like communities and fan bases.
It's so nice to see if it's a good game.
I'm trying to think like
I saw a TikTok thing. It was this dude playing Helldivers 2 and he killed one of his teammates. And everyone in the comments was like, dude, we don't kill our fellow Helldivers.
They make posters for that stuff. That's a crazy game. Let's talk about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Like, because you can go open world, but then this is probably the biggest, like, third-person shooter, like, multiplayer game in a minute.
And what's crazy is that it was a top-down, like, RPG-type thing beforehand.
I don't know why they're like, it's such a great thing to see, like, a success experiment like that, like, making it.
Like, the devs didn't even know, like, they didn't think that they'd have so many players. Their servers literally, like, weren't large enough.
Yeah, they've had to keep, like, growing the servers, like, over and over again in new updates, which I want to play it so bad, but it's crazy what, like, they got a cult following.
Yes. It's a good price, too. I mean, $40, that's very nice price for the type of game it is. Like, it's so fun. I need to play it more. I've only played it once, but...
See, I
had a great time.
I love that it included like so many new voice or like so many great voice actors for like the base characters that they are.
Giving
like the funniest lines. I think when I was playing Need for Speed, I was racing this dude named Ross, and it sounded like Yuri. I'm not gonna lie.
Probably was, dude. He's in like everything.
Dude, he's
might as well be in everything.
No, Helldivers 2 is a good choice because I love how it reminds me of like. A mix like between like Left 4 Dead and like some like I don't know, it's like Terminator mixed with like Days Gone, but like way better, like on fucking cocaine or something.
I definitely see what you mean with like the Left 4 Dead comparison with like the hordes that come at you.
Yes, because I don't know, it's just like because you got to have like I love the bugs and the robots, like that's so cool.
I hope that they add like more like enemy types, because I feel like it could get stale after a while with just the same robots and the same bugs and everything. I've heard that there's like a crazy big boss coming in like a future update from the first game, like the big bad of the first game's coming to the second one, and that's gonna be insane, like having to fight the boss,
because it's already like once you go from the bug to the robot, it's crazy difficult, right?
Yeah,
if you could think of like an enemy type or like a generic one, or like just one you'd like to see in that kind of scenario, like you just mowing them down.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be?
I'd say probably like an enemy soldier type thing. Like not robots, like more of like a human, like alien hybrid.
Oh my God. Have you seen the trailer for Kingsmaker or something?
I don't think so.
Dude.
Pull it up.
Oh my God. Yeah. Look, like I think it's Kingsmaker. It's crazy.
Okay. Here, let me peep it real quick.
Dude, that might be the game of the year.
Yes, I have seen this. You have, like, guns and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's medieval, like, cavalry fucking just battalions coming at you, and you're controlling an army, all while also third person, like, playing in it. Like, you fight, you drive a car.
Yeah.
You got an Apache helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be wild. That is the greatest strategy game. I'd already put it up there. If it does what it shows.
Yeah.
Which looks kind of basic, but also beautiful with Unreal Engine 5.
Dude, yes.
It's like what we were talking about on the last episode. Like, Unreal Engine 5 carrying. And that looks beautiful.
It does. It looks amazing. And, like, the debris flying around everywhere whenever, like, bombs go off. And the gore and everything looks nice.
Yeah, that car fucking nailed that dude. It was crazy. Just stabbed him. And, like, I loved how it switched to first person and you were looking at him.
Uh-huh.
It's just so creative.
It is. And, oh my gosh. No, I'm going to have some fun with this game. I love games where you can just go around, like, killing a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. It sounds sadistic or something, but...
No, it's a coping mechanism.
It's valid.
It's a way to treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We're rebranding, so if you're watching this and you're bored and you're not a bot, we'll put this as like paid advertisement, but it's not real. If you feel like making us a profile picture, a banner, we're working on it. Quick little editing processes. He's killing it on the. If you like the edits of last and this episode, go check him out.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here.
No, I'll probably do this one, but.
Dude, I think that's gonna be so cool seeing like the difference in our editing styles, like our creative choices we take with the editing process.
I don't know. For being like a film major, I'm pretty like, or like wanting to be a film major. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty like terrified at the idea of jumping into that big old like pool.
Yeah.
Like, this is one thing. This is just us being stupid.
Just talking.
Yeah, just being yapping goobers. About nothing.
But then you got the whole where to put stuff, where to cut stuff, where to. Mm-hmm. Mm.
But no, just creating. I feel like I would like to shoot more for like the visionary versus like behind the scenes. Like I'd like to be there in front of it, making like pointing stuff out, giving ideas and then whatever. Being like directing. I'd like to do screenwriting, but sometimes writing is hard.
Yeah.
There's no way to know exactly what you're doing.
I'd procrastinate too much to write. Okay. Here. About
Hallelujah. That. Amen. That's some good shit, man. I agree. Mm-hmm. I procrastinate way too much. Oh, you added up.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the tat.
Oh, yeah. Got the Batman one? I don't know if you can show it. Might be. Batman tat. Okay. About the rebranding. If anyone's watching that is a good photo editor, you've had experience, like you are willing to make us a profile picture? Or like
banner,
backgrounds?
Anything, please.
If you're skilled enough, and just hit us up. We can probably put our socials and stuff in like the description or something. Our phone numbers.
Social media is wild. What do you think about, which this is something recent, and it's cool to talk about it because we're just getting into this thing, but with like X being Twitter now.
Oh yeah.
And then that whole like hearing they had against
like TikTok
media, like CEOs, like TikTok, Snapchat, all that shit.
Dude, my opinions is,
like, did you see that clip of Zuckerberg like having to turn around and apologize?
Yeah. Yeah.
In front of like families and stuff. That was wild.
Yeah. Like their children had like killed themselves.
What did the Zuck do? Let's put this on Facebook. Let's pro Zuck.
Yeah. What did the Zuck do to you?
What did the Zuck?
He created an app where
did
everyone.
Did you get Zucked and you're mad?
They got Zucked. Now they're pissed.
Call Alexander. No. Alexander Chenard. Did you get Zucked? I got Zucked.
You've been Zucked?
I've been Weezered way too many times. I hate Weezer.
I think I've only been Weezered by you. No one else listens to Weezer. Nothing wrong with it. I love Weezer. They're fun.
Golly.
Oh yeah. Alabama judge shot by troubled son.
Whoa.
I don't.
What?
Look at how nice
this
he
happened
looks.
Now.
Current news.
What?
Yeah, an hour ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Damn.
I want to see what happened here.
Yeah. Give us some details. Just give us an overview. You know what? We'll go through some news stories.
Reportedly wounded section. By his 36-year-old son, Califani Hardwick, who was previously on trial for attempted murder in 2014.
What the fuck?
Okay, hang on. Upon arrival, duties learned that Judge Hardwick had been assaulted, shot, and seriously injured by his son, authorities said in a press release. Son attempted to take off in his truck, abandoning the vehicle sometime later, according to reports. I wish it would tell me why. Probably won't, because it's so recent.
Yeah, that happened an hour ago. They just reported that. Maybe that's too recent. You know what? That's what this segment's called. Is we've got like recent news stories, and like if it's recent and we can talk about it and relevant, it's worthy. But if it's not, we just cut that shit out. Bro.
This is what Theo Von does in his solo episodes, I think. He just goes and talks about, like recent stuff.
Because, like, if we... Dude. Let me see.
It says, hang on. About a decade ago, Califani pleaded guilty to second-degree assault for fatally shooting family friend Clayton Riley. The crime was downgraded from attempted murder, and he ended up serving no prison time?
Whoa.
Holy crap. What?
Okay.
Is this him?
Was that, wait, is no. that the still, like, still the same story?
Uh-huh.
Right? Oh, my God.
Dang, poor guy. I hope he lives. I think he's critically injured or something.
It's crazy how the justice system is so, like, honored and, like, presented as, like, a way to, justice, right?
Yo, hey, he's only being held with a bond of $15,000.
For shooting somebody?
Yeah. His own father. Holy crap. Okay, what were you saying?
Gun violence is a real thing, yo.
It really is.
Be careful out there. Don't point a loaded gun at anybody. Stupid. Just chill at home.
Yeah,
you don't need
just
all
watch
that
some anime
violence.
Or something, dude. It's not that hard.
Golly. No, that's wild. I think it's crazy how the justice system is there to serve and protect and all that. And then, like, whenever it gets past that to the judgment of it.
Yeah.
It's so misconstrued. Like, nobody knows what is right and wrong.
Dude, there's so many rules and regulations and stuff that go in the legal system.
Like, think about how you change your feelings and moods daily.
Mm-hmm.
And think about, like, how old Congress members and people like that are.
Dude, with, like, the TikTok stuff you said earlier, like, the judge or, like...
The dude was, like, pressuring, like, the Zuck to turn around and talk and, or, like, apologize to the families.
They don't really know what's going on with the whole situation either. Like, I saw the one with the TikTok guy. It was the TikTok CEO and the other dude. He was saying...
Oh, he wasn't Chinese?
No, yeah. That's exactly it. He was like, sir, I served in the army. He's like, I'm not Chinese. It was like Vietnam or something, I think. Vietnamese.
You think that shit was racist?
I think so. He asked way too many times to be.
Like, dude, I'm not Chinese.
Do you have Chinese affiliations?
I feel like that's where people are, like, the rumors come up where it's like Chinese. You know, it is a Chinese company and all that. It's kind of like Temu. Like that, like both like the TikTok shop and stuff.
Oh,
terrible markets, bro.
Yeah.
If you bought off Temu or TikTok shop, you're stupid.
Yeah, they got you.
Yeah.
They freaking got you.
No, it's just wild what, like, you think about how you change on a daily basis and the older Congresses.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's going on up there. Like, And I hate to be like that. I wish we could trust in our government, but we can't.
You know, that makes
me get killed tomorrow.
Yeah, your CIA is going to take
done.
You out.
Yeah, that's why you're being so quiet. You're a sleeper agent.
What'd you say? No.
Imagine a sleeper agent being able to be, like, awakened off the word sleeper agent.
Yeah, dude.
Like, imagine somebody's just like, yo, I found out you're a sleeper agent. And you're just like, whoa.
Fucking kill you.
he's like, sleeper agent, and then you're boom.
that'd be
the title of your role is.
Bro, that'd be so scary. Imagine me, like, serious and fucking, like, doing flips and stuff.
Would you? So if I said I was stuck in a time loop, would you believe me? I saw this season. She showed me a TikTok, and she said, like, you gotta have one person in your life that will believe you wholeheartedly if they walked up to you or if you walked up to them and said, like, dude, I'm in a time loop.
If you said it, like, seriously, I'd be like, dude, how do I help you? I'd be like, how do I get you out of there? That sounds awful.
See, because then we were talking about it. Like, I said that same thing. Like, I think in our world, somebody was in a time loop. Because I would say in the premises of the movies, you don't really see. The concept of time loops don't seem really, like, there, you know?
Because
everybody is just like, fuck no. But I feel like a lot of us around, or at least my circle and, like, your circle, like, all that, you know, just our lives are pretty trustworthy enough to where if somebody, like, if we knew what time loops are and they came up to us, we'd totally believe them. But would you, like, I don't think I'd believe anybody if I was in, like, the premise of a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because Season said this, what is it? It was like, if you are not stuck in the time loop, you just keep waking up, like, on a different, like, on the day. And so you'd have, like, cause, you know, in the movies too, they would, like, reveal it and stuff like that. So I was just like, it was just a weird question because in our world, but in, like, the premise of a movie, it's impossible. It's like plot armor.
Yeah. I think you'd have to have someone immediately believe you and try to help you get out of it.
Yeah.
And you just have to find them earlier and earlier in the day so you could figure it out faster. You'd have to, like, call them a bunch to wake them up. Be like, dude, I'm stuck in a time loop. Come help me. And they'd be like, oh, I'm on the way.
What do you think your your time loop like condition would be, like the way to break it.
Ooh, that's a tough one. What do you have one for you?
I don't know. This would be like short film kind of ideas, you know, like spitting out because you think like Happy Death Day had that idea. Yeah. I haven't seen Groundhog Day, which Groundhog's Day, which I heard is really good. I love Bill Murray, but at the same time, I never found interest in seeing that.
There's like, I swear there's like a bus one or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
Maybe. I don't know. Final Destination, technically.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. But like,
how do you get out of it in Final? I think in Final Destination, they just like yell at everyone. They're like, run away!
Yeah, you die in the order death wants you to. I think that's like the whole thing.
Dude, I don't know. That's a tough question. What would I do? Or what would the condition be?
I don't know.
I feel like I'd have to, like, it has to be something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I'd have to do, like, a backflip or something. Probably. I've never been able to do one of those. This is such a
fucking stupid conversation, but I mess with it.
No, I'm here for it.
I don't know. Backflip would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, boom, out of the time loop.
Or, like, getting a car crash or something. And then I'd just...
I don't know.
I think you'd have to do some pretty crazy stuff to get out of a time loop. I don't know what it is in Groundhog Day that changes.
I feel like my condition would be like dying the way I want to.
Oh.
Like truly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But do you come back?
This is a reach, everybody. Looking fishing pole out there. Reeling it back in. I would say like I don't comprehend it in the moment, but I would have to die the way I'd want to.
But would you come back to reality?
Like, so, afterwards? Yeah, like, I would die. Like, I'd figure out what way I'd want to die, but I'd have to die over and over again. Because, it sets me predestined to die that day, and that's why I'm stuck in the time loop, is because I died in a way that I didn't want to.
Huh. That's pretty cool. That's a good answer.
It'd be pretty crazy. I don't know. I shot that.
Yeah. That was a good one. No, I'd just do a backflip.
Just backflip.
Yeah.
I wanted to best you for real. I just wanted to give like the viewers something to look at. Something to think about. That's for your mental.
I'm thinking about like how you're supposed to die. It'd either be like some crazy stuff or like you die in like TJ Maxx.
Dude, I don't know.
Like a box of pillows falls on you. That'd be the worst thing to die to.
That bitch be heavy sometimes.
Sometimes. If it hits you the right way, you're out.
An entire pallet falls
on
me. Yeah,
you got them like all stacked up really high and they just...
But I would come back because I don't want to die like that, and I know that for a fact.
No, that's the worst way to go. Yeah, Anthony Judd, he was an aspiring movie director. Died in TJ Maxx. That's how it's going to go.
Dude, just send me off in a cool way.
Mm-hmm. See, like, what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to, like, fight to the death, right?
That was the
agreement. When we get, like, 40 or something.
Dude, would you be down to, like, box or something?
Yeah.
For the channel?
Yeah.
You'd be down to go to, like, a boxing gym, see, like, what their rates
crazy.
Are? Yeah. I don't know, get some, like, training.
I'd get my ass kicked.
I wonder if we could both, like, be like, yo, train us for a month, let us record ourselves, and then let's fight.
Dude, oh my god!
You'd have to quit the gym, though. I don't.
You don't want me getting some muscle. I'd have to
start the gym.
No, that'd be sick. That's a good idea.
I'd be down to box. Because, like, what if one of us knocks each other out?
Yeah.
We could finally put, like, the beef to rest. For those of you who don't know, Dakota and I, we are mortal enemies.
Yeah.
It'll happen one day, but just know that I will kick this man's ass.
This man will die by my hands.
I will end him.
We don't know how, but one day.
No, yeah, we're going to, like, connect. It's going to be like some Naruto Sasuke shit where like, we punch each other and we're just,
We both die.
I'd be down. That'd be cool. We could do, like, a whole, like, little training montage as, like, a video.
Oh, no. Fun. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not flexible enough for boxing. I don't think I'd like pull.
I feel like I'm pretty shifty.
I'd pull like a muscle.
I probably would too.
I'm like,
I was trying to say before this podcast started, I was like, my hammy kind of hurt playing basketball yesterday.
See, that's where the training comes into play. We'd have to train.
You've definitely got the jump on me, though.
You think so?
Right now, dude. You've been going to the gym like 2-3 months before I have.
True.
Or like,
I would for now.
Yeah, 2-3-4.
But I don't know if my dexterity.
How many years has it been?
Hang on. Let me figure this out. It's been a long time, actually. I don't know how long it's been consistently. Because I took like a month off. But I remember the first day I went, it was with you. I still have that picture. It's been since September of last year.
Ooh, see? September. That's a good little bit.
Like I don't know my damn. Months. Yeah. I don't know if I've changed that much physically in 5 months, though.
I mean, I'd say so. Your diet probably is your biggest setback.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'd
be munching too. It's okay.
I don't really mind that much. I'm starting to get a little ab line.
I respect it.
Thank you.
The grind is one thing that is not fit for many people, but, you know.
I know some people.
Well, yeah. But that's when you sacrifice, like, your whole life, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like a personality that somebody has where they just don't want to do societal normalities where they just isolate themselves in that environment.
Yeah. It's kind of weird to get into, but I love it. See, I like going with people a lot. Like, I've been going with Micaiah, like. It's
good seeing people like get out there though. Like I think that it's the best way to isolate yourself because it improves your health.
Dude, you know what would be
crazy?
I'm
not hating gym bros. Calm down.
Skylin,
chill out.
Keep your mouth shut. But I think if I were to get Micaiah, because like
what do you like what do you like his trainer? His personal trainer.
Pretty much right now. Okay. I'd say so. Like I'm teaching him how I work out. Like we've been doing cardio, like, every single time we've... Hang on, I gotta scratch my balls, cut this out. But we've been going, and we're doing our cardio, like, we've been doing abs, everything. And I'm hoping to get him on the right track. I mean, he's eating better, too. He's actually trying to fix his diet, unlike me.
Good shit. I'm not fixing my diet ever.
No.
I am eating probably pizza tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Pizza rolls... Earlier.
Oh, me. That's the meal fit for kings.
Oh, yeah.
We're sorry for the length, guys. We know.
I don't know.
You ever use that sentence?
Sorry for the length? Sometimes. It hurts sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No. It's just hard doing this, and I know we'll get clowned for, you know, starting a podcast and not having anything to talk about, but we're going to be honest with you.
At least we admit it.
Yeah.
At least we admit that it's tough.
We're still going to try. We're going to sit here and yap until we get, like, guests on and we actually have, like, real shit to talk about. Like, we don't have time to, you know, do all that. Like, if I was put into a freelance, like, photography and filmography, whatever, you know. I don't know if I'm using those terms right. But I still need to study up a lot.
Yeah.
Like aperture, fucking.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to it.
Contrast.
I think it's
saturation, using it right.
Dude, I want to get good at like color editing, like I forget what they call it, like color theory, all that. I want to get good with those.
Dude, yeah, and it's hard because you know I want to like hobbies in general.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a hard thing for everybody to talk about because either you're good at it or you're not. Mm-hmm. You know, like video games, that's a hobby.
Yeah,
and you know you just sit there and it's so addictive.
Mm.
But then you have ones that are more challenging, like instruments. Like, I feel like I learned how to play trombone. But, like, my mind and how long it's been since then, I've completely forgot, which is crazy because I've never thought I'd be saying something like that, like, back then when I was playing.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd be saying something.
Do you think you were going to stick with the trombone forever?
I thought so. It's a dope instrument.
It is. I couldn't carry it around for real. Probably not.
It was way better than, like, playing tuba.
Yeah.
A tuba's dope. Tuba's dope.
Uh-huh.
But trombone was... Especially when you go to like New Orleans, like,
oh and that, yes, oh
and Mardi Gras, you see like the use of it, like the bands and stuff that played on the parade.
Mm-hmm.
It was dope, and I wish I could be in that state. But this is another hobby as well, and this one's just pretty difficult too. So,
yeah,
what hobby do you want to get into the most? Or like, if you could pick one up, just go completely random. Don't do anything like that. We're already gonna try to do. What would be like a random hobby you would pick up?
See, I would say like music, but I don't think I'm musically talented. Either I'm not at all, or I have something in me, because I know Ethan is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be some sort of genetic thing there that I would be good at it. Like, I'm good at video games, so I'm good fingers. I think piano would be the best one. But I'd say probably drawing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a real basic one. But like reading Invincible, it really opened my eyes to like the art to it, and like reading manga and stuff. Like, I know a bunch of them, like Berserk, all of them. Hell's Paradise is very artistic, and I'd love to be able to capture something like that.
I think it's crazy to me that most of these like manga series and stuff like that started out as just like motherfuckers trying to put themselves out there, mm-hmm. in like Shonen Jump magazine.
Exactly. Like, they start so low.
Like, they have like the whole like panel board and just doing that. The drawing is a great answer.
Yeah.
Drawing is really good.
Or animation in general.
Yeah.
I'd say probably animation, because I'd like to do voice acting and stuff, and if I could get good at animating, I can voice my own characters.
See, but do you want to turn that from a hobby into a career, though, you know?
I'd love to.
Like,
but it'd be real tough. I'd have to do some sort of web series, uh-huh. like on my YouTube channel or something.
See, a web series would be so cool, but time constraints are crazy.
Oh, yeah. A lot of editing would be done. And then you got voice acting and all that, coming up with lines and everything. A lot to it, but it'd be so worth it.
I don't know. I'd like to pick up music too, but I've always wanted to pick it back up.
Mm-hmm.
I still wish I could skate.
Oh yeah.
Like that whole period in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope.
I thought I was pretty decent at it for as long as we had done, or like for how little time we did it for real. I think I got pretty decent. The tricks are so hard to learn, though.
Like, I could barely. Shouts out to all the motherfuckers that can skate, because that's impressive. Even just trying.
Uh-huh.
Like, we are pussies. It hurts. Like, he hyperextended his knee on, like, the first day of skateboarding.
Yeah. But, dude.
It was a terrible business decision, but we made it.
Near the end, we all got pretty decent. Like, especially at rolling around. Like, we were chilling with rolling around. Like, I went down the hill like multiple times, and I was chilling. That hill kills people.
R.I.P. Natifers.
Natifers has been killed by it. He's dead.
Skating was always so cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, in basketball, that's
because
like you'd say, like, that's the hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta prioritize some over the others.
See, I feel like basketball we're already pretty decent at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't like. I mean, you can increase, but that's only if you're like planning on going pro.
Yeah, you literally like have to train.
Like, I'm not trying out for any college team. No. I don't think
the only way you could like make any money off of it as a hobby would be like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, and that's you got to travel a lot for like influencer sports. It's crazy. We just yapping again, boys.
It's all just a big yap fest.
I love like the splits in our conversations, and it's not intentional. We could follow a guideline, but we're just spitballing here.
Oh yeah, we don't want to be too.
We want to chillax, and we want to get whatever points we have across, any takes, like what we think. We value each other's opinions.
I can't think. Have we talked about, like, live-action Avatar? We talked about any of that?
Oh, I don't know. Reviews are in, and I'm not watching that.
No? Not even going to try it?
Nope.
Did you see him, like, flying around?
I'm tired of live-action adaptations.
Yeah.
Like, Mulan, Lion King, like, the Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined that. Netflix isn't really good at it either. I respect One Piece. I'm not going to watch it because mm-hmm. I think waiting for the better animation would be
a stronger
choice.
That's going to be so good.
Live action always comes with that hour-long episode.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the comfort which this is just me, like, a guy who, like, a 19-year-old dude who sits around and watches anime and cartoons all day. Like, there's comfort in it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like that feeling of having that shorter episode compared to that hour-long mark.
Yeah.
And you can't even pull off. Like, I hate the hate on anime and animation in general, just because, like, you can express so much of a story with it. Like,
mm-hmm.
like with watching Mob Psycho, one of the most impressive animation styles I've seen mm-hmm. in like ever.
Yeah.
Like probably
dude, it's beautiful.
I'd love to say the best.
Yeah.
But I'm not too well versed enough in like animation styles.
From everything I've seen, I'd say one of the best. I'd say top 2 like best looking.
Cuz I would say something that improves on that and does it really well is like Studio Ghibli.
Mm-hmm.
Like the oh, yeah. Bones and Studio Ghibli kind of remind me of each other.
I love how they're still in like that older like 70 like 90s animation style.
Yeah. And Studio Ghibli really just like they define it.
Oh,
like
it's literally art. It's so detailed.
Yeah, whereas Mob Psycho, you know, it's real quick. Mm-hmm. And it uses the range of motions perfectly for what like the simplistic drawings. Like I love the freeze frames, the comedy. Yeah. It works. It really does. Like it starts out, it's stale at some points, mm-hmm. but Mob carries.
Oh yes,
Mob is such a good character.
I
loved that moment when he got ran past by that grandma. In that tunnel, there is the Urban Legend episode where they fight like the dragger
uh-huh.
built off of like the social media imagination of like, or, like the terror that like it caused.
Is that first episode?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was, they went into the tunnel like the first episode.
Yeah.
Or like the second one. But no, this one was the Urban Legend one, like the lady out of the pond with the babies.
Oh, yes, dude. That episode was so good.
Like, it's crazy because the way that Bones animates that, I really see like every fight being better than ones I put in my top 5, top 10.
Yeah. The only anime that I'd put like up there with Mob Psycho and like animation, I'd say probably like Chainsaw Man. But you can't really compare them because it's a different style.
Yeah. Different animators, different animation studios.
Mm-hmm. But gosh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. No, I really do mess with Mob Psycho right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad y'all started it.
But it just captures so much more of that feeling that Avatar caught. Mm-hmm. You know? Like I love brother aspects, like your fam, like you know, like we were talking about last episode, family and all that, but mainly like the brothers, granted mm-hmm. that I've had, like I have so many.
Yeah.
It really like it warms my heart and I love seeing that like in Mob Psycho I've already like almost cried like twice.
Dude, I think
like from when Ritsu is like just mad at Mob and mm-hmm. you know he doesn't know how to control his emotions, because you got to think they're still young.
But oh,
they're imposing like important questions like that, which I'm geeking right now over this show, but but Mob in that episode we just watched, mm-hmm. he was talking about it was like the spirit family it's like these teenagers hire Reagan and them to go, and the spirit family is like chilling there, like they took a haunted photo at this mm-hmm. place, and they see these spirits, and like they're getting paid to exorcise them, and Mob doesn't want to because they're like, yo, we're just chilling here, like we didn't have much time as a family, and Mob asks himself, like he's debating, because throughout from season one into season two, Mob is having that conflict where he can't decide if fighting back is good or bad due to his like change in role models,
yeah.
And stuff. So he imposed that question like to like what would stand in his way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the overbearing strength he has because he's able to step back and really like it's not like no One Punch Man stuff. He still gets his ass beat.
Yeah, he's still hands, still getting kicked around sometimes.
But Mob is pretty smart for being like that little stupid kid. I love his character.
Dude, yeah, I do too.
Truly do. Like top tier main character.
I like what's the brother's name?
Ritsu.
I like their dynamic a lot too. And I like how he's younger, isn't he? Uh-huh. But he looks older, I think.
Yeah, and he's like smarter.
Yeah.
And funnier, like personality, whatever.
Y'all, tonight, you two, you and Season, y'all try and make it to episode 8 of season 2.
We got school tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Got school tomorrow, no staying up.
Dude, because I want you to text me about it. I want to hear your opinions.
It's such a good show. Mm. And like, I don't know. It's definitely one I feel like everybody should experience. Like, I wish somebody would have put me on. Like, I wish I would have watched it earlier.
Yeah. Something crazy about it is, like, the manga is not, like, as detailed. Like, the manga is a lot more... I haven't, like, really seen any fights from it, but it's a lot more dumbed down than the anime, I think.
I don't know. The way that they include, like, the hand-drawn stuff, I would think that it was from the manga, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just... copies of it.
I want to look it up.
Comment any suggestions for next shows to watch. If you guys like hearing us talk about stuff like Mob Psycho, games to play, we might try to play and record video games. Who knows?
Okay, never mind. It looks pretty crazy. I was lying to myself.
Ooh.
See, but like them just standing there, it looks, I don't know.
Is that the fight? Okay, wait a minute. Wait, who's that from?
That's the guy who was in the alley. That's Ritsu, I think. I'm pretty
sure.
Dude,
it's crazy what these people can do that translate it from that to that.
Yeah.
It's wild, bro. Off the Wall Podcast, episode 2.
Off the Wall Podcast.
It's probably going to be a little shorter.
Oh, yeah.
We've said that probably already. We ran a little short for time with the complications. My MacBook, it's recording this right now, so shouts out you. We might go ahead and end it, everybody. I feel like it was pretty good.
Yeah, like, I think we covered a lot.
Like, we just talked.
We yapped, and it worked, hopefully.
I can't think of anything we... Okay, we'll have, like, a last little, like, runway,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. Last little stretch of... things you maybe just can't think of, right? Or, like, you know, things you want to talk about.
Yeah.
How was your week, man? Let's have a little self-reflection.
I had a pretty good week.
You had a pretty good week?
Yeah.
What you been up to?
I went to a girl's house.
Ooh.
You know.
Next episode? Talking about that?
Good. I don't know what else really that's happened this week.
Any good pumps? Have you tried out your Max yet?
No, I
You need to vlog so we could put, like... You need to vlog your gym goes and
you
put them on
so?
Your channel so we can have something to reference off of, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I'm down.
You should take the tripod with you, dude.
I don't know. I want to get, like, a small one because I saw one chick who had one in there, like a little tiny tripod, and she had her phone set up. I don't know if that tripod, I think, would be...
You could drop it down to the lowest level, I feel like.
I could.
Yeah.
I don't know. And we go late. It just depends on what the workers there think. I don't know their policies or anything.
I mean, fuck it. Create, you know?
Yeah. See, I can definitely do, like, handheld stuff for sure. Like, get Micaiah to hold the phone real quick. I mean, they'll just think I'm posting Snapchat videos. Can't stop me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll start doing that. I'll ask him about it. See if he wants to record it. Because he's been talking to me. He's like, we'd make a good duo. So.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get Micaiah on here. I don't really know. I have to be wary because... It depends on who I want to bring, because if it starts getting professional, we're going to have to, like, move somewhere else.
Yeah.
Even, but, like, coming here, I feel like it'd be pretty chill.
See, it's the fact that you got to invite, like, people you don't know that well into your home.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty difficult to, like, judge.
Yeah.
I think Micaiah could talk about, like, the rap side of stuff, like some rap production type stuff, because he has good music. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. He makes good songs. Some of them are a little funky.
No hate. I'd give him a play or two.
Yeah.
Not frequently, I'm not gonna lie.
No,
I'm
it's just
cap on name. I'm not a fan of his music.
It's
as
just
much
the fact that he's so, like, underground. And he's just doing everything by himself.
I love and hate the sound of under. I said this the other night. I was like, I love and hate the sound of underground artists just because it all sounds so similar.
Yeah.
Like, and that's music. That's music. You can't.
It's the fact that they haven't found themselves in the rap game yet. Like, you have to come up with your own personality, like, your own style to be unique, and it's really tough to do that. But whenever people can find that threshold of copying and just, like, referencing stuff, I feel like you got to find the good medium.
Yeah, you gotta picture it and act on it, you know? Mm. You got to do new things and all that, which, you know, critics are harsh, but... If it's good and it achieves what you want to, then nothing else really matters, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about people like us. People who are like, you know, we have opinions and we'll say stuff on the internet.
You gotta have thick skin.
It's not ill will.
No.
It's just there. Like, you gotta be harsh on some things. And I know people are gonna be like talking about this, saying that it's goofy or it's you know, just it's whatever they interpret it as.
Exactly. As long as we find it fun, though.
We just got to put ourselves out there.
Yeah.
But I really am hopeful that we can come up with other things to get at. Maybe start earlier when we actually get like a setup going and stuff like that. But with this shorter episode, I feel like we achieved the goal of continuing the podcast.
I'd agree.
I wouldn't say
we just got to get past four episodes.
I wouldn't say peaking it, but I would say we did a damn good job.
At least we recorded something.
Exactly.
We can put anything out there.
If we can do it, you can do it too.
Exactly.
Motivation. I'm gonna change our podcast category on Spotify from leisure to motivational. Get out there.
Get out there. Start recording now. Get in the gym. You fatty.
David Goggins.
Yeah, David Goggins.
Bald ass motherfucker. No. Well, it was fun while this one lasted.
It sure was. I think we covered enough ground to keep us afloat.
When we get in an outro, get ready.
Up in our production.
Well, it's been fun.
I think it's been real. I think we're through, guys.
I hope y'all enjoyed this one.
We'll catch you in the next one. No doubt.
Peace.